you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio.
This is a bit of a different episode than you're used to on the podcast. As many of you know, in addition to releasing two episodes a week, I also have a Patreon page. And basically that exists as a way for people who want to support the show, throw me a buck a month or whatever they want to donate. And they get to help with the podcast, keep the lights on, keep things afloat. But they also get access to a bunch of bonus content. And one of the things I like to do as far as bonus content goes has been to ask an extra question in most interviews that doesn't make it into the main podcast. So, you know, in some cases more recently, I've been asking artists to remember their first time seeing a local band. You know, last year I asked a lot of people what their favorite local show of all time was. And when I started doing these extra questions around 2022, I was asking people for recommendations of Manitoba-related albums that really meant a lot to them, their favorite records that were put out by local artists or artists with a local connection. And I got some great answers. Some of them are longer, some of them are shorter, but everyone sort of has an opinion on a piece of music that inspired them that came from this part of the world. So what I'm doing for this episode is showcasing some of those bonus questions. So you're going to get a series of quick, not sound bites, but quick opinions basically from a lot of the artists who were on the show going back to 2022. Now keep in mind, there are hundreds of these. There's so much bonus content at patreon.com/witchpolice that I'm in no way giving away all of the paid content for free. This is just kind of a look into some of the extra stuff you can get, and I thought it would be fun to put together an episode with some of those opinions. So there's a lot here. I do 100 and something episodes a year, so clearly there's a lot of bonus content for me to sift through. This is just some of the highlights, I guess, of people's opinions from 2 years ago on the show. So again, if you want more of this kind of stuff, if you like this, you want to hear more, you want to get more access to bonus questions, to bonus opinions and views and things like that from the guests who are on the show, patreon.com/witchpolice will get you everything you need. You get advanced views of each episode in raw video form before they come out as podcasts. You get this bonus content. Every once in a while, I dig something out of my ridiculous archives on hard disks of local band recordings, going back, 20 plus years, episodes that didn't get released, bonus episodes, all kinds of fun stuff. So again, that's patreon.com/witchpolice. And this is just a fun episode, a fun introduction to those of you who aren't on the Patreon, of some of the stuff that's there. And stay tuned for a regular show as scheduled next episode. Thanks again for all your support. Olivia C. creator Nick Friesen.
I want to talk to you about the famous Sandhogs. My name is Nick Friesen, and I'm a Sandhogophile. I don't know. That's not a thing. So the famous Sandhogs came into my life. I was working at a weekly publication that occasionally wrote about music, and I got a CD in the mailbox, as you would normally get, and it was just a CDR, and it just said The Famous Sandhogs Volume 2, and I said, that's interesting, and I put it on, and I was blown away, just like genius acoustic rock with like gang vocals and hand claps, and I was just one of those things where it was like, This is my kind of thing. Like, this is made for me. It's like very lo-fi, but also like immaculately played. Like, it's just like that perfect, like Lou Barlow, Daniel Johnston type of vibe. And so then I started writing about it in the publication. And then the famous Sandhogs starts kind of sending me stuff and, sending me volume 3. I'm sitting at a Chad Van Galen concert one night, and one of the West End Cultural Center volunteers comes over and says, "Excuse me, are you Nick Friesen? I have someone asked me to give this CD to you." And it was the next Sandhogs record. And I was like, what's happening right now? And we're talking like 8-9 years ago, right? And if you don't know the Famous Sandhogs, it's a very anonymous project, a very prolific project that has put out not just music, but board games, and is currently doing this thing called the Song Poems Store, where you send in a song to be or a poem to be interpreted into a new way, and it's put up on Bandcamp within a matter of days. And it's super catchy and super lo-fi and super beautiful, and just really captures that Winnipeg is the wild card type of thing. I always remember Sean Garrity, the filmmaker, once said, like, you know, people like always, "Oh, you're a filmmaker. You're like Guy Madden." And he'd go, "I am not like Guy Madden. You know, I'm like this." And it's like, Winnipeg is a wild card, is what he said. And I've always taken that to heart. You know, like, we have amazing singer-songwriters, and we have amazing rock bands, and we have amazing noise acts, and we have experimental stuff, and, you know, like everything from Greg Hanick to Ken Mode to Larissa Music to everything. Like, we've all these different amazing artists that you can find in Winnipeg. It is a true wild card, and we're making this music in our basements in the cold. And so the Famous Sandhogs, making all this music, unknown. I've given some lyrics to be made into songs and stuff. And you know, kids and kiddos, I'm sitting there last night at the Hearing Trees EP release concert. I'm at the Park Theater. I'm waiting for the band to come on, and I see some feet shuffle in front of me, and someone plops down at the seat next to me, and they go, "Hey, Nick, how's it going?" And I go, "Hi, how you doing?" And this character's like, you don't know me. We've never met. And I say, "Okay." And he smiles and goes, "Famous Sandhogs." And my mind was blown. And we chatted. We had our little mutual admiration society. And then the band started to play. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to go watch the concert." And that was it. And I didn't get a name. And I was just like, wow, like this. It was almost like talking to a phantom or a Winnipeg legend of some kind. So that is the type of music that I love. Yes, I love, you know, I grew up on Greg McPherson and the Weaker Thans and Transistor Sound and Lighting Company and, you know, Doug McLean and all these great musicians, Joanne Rodriguez with the Vagiants and all this stuff. But, you know, it's the Famous Sandhogs. I think they're going to take us into the next era of what it means to be a Winnipeg band.
Butterfist Funhouse.
Ariel Posen's new album. It's insane. If you like guitar, which you should, because everybody likes guitar, his tonality, his songwriting, the musicianship, the effects. I'm a huge guitar effects nut, so the effects that he uses are insane. It's mind-boggling. Go listen to Ariel Posen. You probably do already.
I'll do a couple. If I'm thinking like adjacent to kind of what we do, like kind of like Butterfist Funhouse stuff, I would definitely honestly, it's weird that I'm so like referential to my friend group, but like seriously, Campfire Size new album is amazing.
Yep.
And Nate's last album, Obone, is also fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I mastered both of them, but it's not just because I mastered them that I love them. Like, they're actually fantastic records. Like, they're just really great stuff. And they're like, Nate's a great songwriter, and Campfire, I think, really found like their kind of their artistic stride with this new one, which, you know, just so happens I get to hear it all the time and work on it, which is great. In terms of my stuff, which is more hip hop, I would definitely say Kits Willem. His new record was actually pretty solid. And if I'm going a little bit further back, that Royal Canoe and 3-peat collab EP was so that's still one of my favorite things that Royal Canoe has ever been a part of, outside of like their, like, you know, their usual like full length records. Like, it's insanely good. Anyway, let Nate take it.
I guess the one I've been listening to that's kind of Winnipeg related by Dan Frischette, the singer-songwriter. He doesn't live here anymore, but he used to. He put out this album called Soundmaker in 2019. And I don't think many people know about it, but every song on that is a masterpiece. It's just, and he plays all the instruments on it, and just really solid folk rock songs, great melodies and lyrics. I've just been listening to that just about every day. So that's what I would recommend.
Clipwing.
All right. So if we were talking about local albums that I really love, I got to say a shout out to Atomic Order. They were previously known as Rebel Yell. They have a fantastic record that'll always be one of my favorites. It's called Social Studies. It's like a hip-hop meets punk rock record. They've definitely moved on to the punk rock kind of thing since, but there's something special about that record. It's like Winnipeg's Beastie Boys. Listen to it.
All right, so we fucked this up because mine is also Atomic Order, but the record is called Garbage Night, and it's the newest one that they just put out. Not just put out, 2 years ago. It's their newest record, and it's fucking awesome. It's like 80s meets punk meets other things. It's great. Fantastic. Listen to it.
Logan.
A local album that I'd like to throw out there is the band Kids on Fire and their self-titled record. They only have the one album, but it's the self-titled one. I love the vibe of that whole record. I love the, like, front to back. It was fantastic. Leaf is probably one of my favorite bass players in the city. Like, he's super talented, and he knows exactly where to put certain little bass lines and make something tasty. You know, Ian's a great songwriter, and Steve Halleck is, man, like, the amazing legend. Amazing drummer. And those three together just made something really special, and I just love those. I love going to their shows, and that album is front to back, one of the best Winnipeg punk albums ever.
One of my favorite records, and I'm going to say that this is not local, it's Manitoba, but it's Farm Fresh, Time is Running Out, from 2005.
Wow.
It's a record that it's timeless. You can listen to it like anytime. You can put it in a shuffle and it still fits with music today. And shout out to Pipskid.
Yeah.
Nice.
The Quiffs.
You should go check out New Wales. They don't have too much out in terms of CDs right yet, I don't think, but everything's online, and check them out. They got lots of stuff all the time. It's good.
I would go check out Crime Cellar. This is an awesome band with a drummer from Dead Ranch, Riley, and Rachel is in Madeira. They're excellent kind of new wave, gothy stuff. I don't know. They're an excellent band. They got some recordings coming out and playing. I can't tell you a show coming up, but you can find them. They're present online. Check them out.
Nice. I don't have anything exciting or maybe that new to promote, but I would say I've been listening to a lot of Begonia's album lately. Fear. Yeah. It's so good. Yes. It just sits in my heart in this soft place of love, and I don't even know how to express it. I jog to Begonia, which is not really what you would go running to, but that's what I do. And it's great. So check it out.
Honestly, my favorite like current local band is a band that I feel like really sort of carries on the scene that we were in, which is the Sorrells, which has Joanne, of course, and Jill, right? And then I think they just had some new stuff that they recorded. I want to say I just saw that they were recording a video, and like, they're just so great. They are on Spotify, so I listen to them regularly.
Turn the Gun.
One record that I've really been listening to a lot, again, keeping it kind of incestuous within our close friends and crew here. The new Pipskid record is amazing. It's great to hear him and McEnroe come back together, and just where Pip's head is at, and really cohesive project. It feels much needed right now. It's really refreshing. So I've been listening to that nonstop. I mean, I had it probably a half year before it dropped too. So I've been wearing it out. But it's nice to see it come out, and you know, if you haven't heard that, you should listen to it. A Really Nice Day, it's called, Pipskid.
For myself, I would recommend a fellow by the name of Kits Willman. He's down with our Saskatoon folk rap crew. He is an artist that really kind of pushes the boundaries, I would say. Really interesting voice and vocal projection. Really, really wild beats. He produces and he raps. I wouldn't even know how to describe what he's doing, but it's, you know, really authentic, bit off the wall, but really dope, really confident music. He's a homie that actually has moved to Winnipeg, currently living here, moved here from Saskatoon. So, you know, he's got it in his blood. And I would recommend checking him out.
Dog Pops.
Okay, Marin are cool. They make good songs. I like the EP they made. I like seeing them live. They're a lot of fun. I would also say JD and the Sunshine Band. Their two albums are front to back fantastic. And Ultra Mega are great too, but JD and the Sunshine Band have something special. The other one I would say is Campfire Psy, I don't know too many people who are that excited about them all the time, but man, they're really good. I've gone to their shows and smiled widely the whole time. They play an excellent take on kind of like Beach Boys 60s pop rock very, very well. And their EP Lemon Boy is probably the best thing I've heard out of Winnipeg in years. That's what I'll say.
I would have a couple more. Nice coincidence. I also had Marin at the top of my very short list. So extra credit to that crew. They're great. And then I started going back in time and thinking of cool shows I've gone to. And I remember some real good shows with Nathan and Carrie Latimer playing the theremin. So been a long time since I listened to Nathan, but maybe we should all do that. And then a new band, Tired Cossack, is Steve Hallis, Steve Lefko. I don't know what he's going by for a surname, but he's assembled a crew to kind of play an album that he started in law school, because that's a good time to become a musician.
Ramskull.
Witch Trip, they're an awesome band. They're playing with us at our show at the Albert. Self-described sled metal, as in snowmobile metal, I believe. really good, like mid-tempo kind of, just awesome riffs. It's seemed to my ears, I don't know where they're coming from, but it's really unique kind of music for the scene and whatever, and gets you going. So wants me to hop on a snowmobile and hit it, I guess.
I'm gonna plug a new band out of Winnipeg called Manther. or you can find them on Spotify under Manther 666. They're kind of dirty, punky, thrash, kind of hybrid between Motorhead and some grimy old like Amen or Sick of It All kind of hardcore. Really quick tunes that are like super fun to listen to.
Nice. I've always got to give it up for Slow Spirit is my favorite Manitoban band. And I especially listen to their album, No One Knows Where to Find You. It's their last one, but they've got new singles coming out right now. So I'm getting pretty excited to see what they're cooking up. It never disappoints. Really excellent folk, indie. I don't know. There's like terrific concert they did with the Chamber Orchestra on YouTube for free in Winnipeg that everyone should watch, with Rain Hamilton, another excellent folk artist. Folk artist shout out. That's who to listen to.
Richard Gillis of the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra.
Talk about some recordings with Manitoba connections. And, you know, I'm just lucky to be working across the hall, actually, at the University of Manitoba to Will Bonas. And Will Bonas is just such a creative musician and so, you know, capable he could play classical, you know, he can read like crazy. He can, you point to him and he can improvise in any situation. So like his Change of Plans CD is recently came out, just some great music. And I know he's working on another one that should be released pretty soon. So Will Bonis, for sure. And I know you've had him on your program. Jocelyn Gould, also just some great, great material. What a creative, just tasteful player. And then Aaron Propp and Larry Roy. The sounds they get are just phenomenal. She's just such a singer. And Larry's a wonderful guitar player too. Other than that, I'll put a plug in for my connection that I play with an Icelandic guitarist, Bjorn Thoroddsen. So when he's in town, I should get him to talk to you. We've done several recordings together, and just as kind of Richard Gillis and Bjorn Thoroddsen, and also with a group called Guitarist Lancio. But so those are my connections to, you know, Manitoba artists that I could mention. I've got lots of other recordings that don't have Manitoba connections, but I'll leave you with that.
Greg Rikus.
So the Bonaduces were a legendary local band that I idolized as a teenager. And the record, K is for Catherine, was good. But after that, they came out with The Democracy of Sleep. And that is the record I'm going to recommend. You know, when it comes to where to find it, I guess it's online. I still have it. It's so if you ever email me, I suppose I could just send it to you. But it is like everything that was right with indie rock. It was just before the emo thing became all about a haircut, when indie rockers still wore like Converse All-Stars and kind of looked kind of nerdy and stuff like that. And the writing on it is incredible. Doug, the lead singer, is like, his lyrics still blow me away. I still have those songs in my head constantly all the time. And they came out, it was a point in my life where I was kind of just getting into playing in bands and was excited about it. And like, this is definitely something I want to do. And they were that band that was like, these guys just seem like normal guys. Like, they don't seem like they have years of musical training under their belt. They're definitely not like rock stars. They're just normal dudes that love music. And I want to be that too. I'm just a normal dude who loves music. I can do it too. So the Bonaduces, The Democracy of Sleep. That is the record that if you haven't heard it, you got to check it out.
Hibernation.
I definitely would like to recommend Mouthball. This is a great punk rock band. I got to know them through Sam, but you know, I kind of got to listen to some of it today and just love the vibe, love the energy, love the humor in it. So check it out. Check out the Happy Days cassette.
Well, I would suggest if you come across the name of James Wolczak and Guy forgot his last name, they play live in Winnipeg. These are the best musicians probably I have come across in terms of playing keyboards and blues harmonica. So anytime, you know, you hear the name of James Wolczak, just check into a venue that he is currently be playing, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun. Just listening to somebody who's, you know, playing like Keith Jarrett and Oscar Peterson at the same time.
Kieran West.
I have three that I thought of. So first, Vagina Witchcraft, because Vagina Witchcraft is the most important band to come out of Winnipeg ever, probably. I know that they're no longer technically a band. I'm not really sure what's going on there. There have been some rumblings on Instagram. They are super important, and people need to hear what Kayla has to say because they're an amazing person. The Secret Beach, so that would be Mike Ehrenberg. You know, I worked really closely with Micah on my band and his band for a lot of years, and he works really hard on what he does. And so I know he worked very hard on this new record, and support him. And then my third suggestion would be Sweet Alibi. Sweet Alibi is like a perennial favorite of mine. They're the nicest people in the world. And they're actually going to be featured on my solo record. And they have a record that came out quite recently. I think it was in the summer. I can't remember exactly when, but yeah, Sweet Alibi. For those living under a rock who aren't already aware of Sweet Alibi, or that they have a new record, which is very good. So that's my recommendation.
Antonio and Giovanna Mazza.
Okay, so I think someone I would love to hear interviewed is Mutable Body, who's an electronic artist here, and I've been very much listening to a lot of their music. And they are, yeah, they're pretty special. And then also, I think A Concise History of Joy, who's a buddy of mine, who's awesome. And also, do you want to, her boyfriend makes some pretty awesome music.
On SoundCloud, it's The Love Olive, and he makes some cool stuff. And then also just, I don't know if they have anything new coming out, but like my, just so happens to be from Winnipeg, but in general, band I love is Slow Spirit. They just like, oh, their music is so good. So check them out. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. And actually a couple of them are from Gimli, I'm pretty sure. They're pretty awesome, yeah. And the drummer actually taught me at a music academy, School of Rock. So they're awesome, yeah.
Oh, I would really love a good, decent interview with, like to hear with like Aaron Funk, Venetian Snares. He doesn't do much. And I would love to just hear him geek the hell out for half an hour. So.
Matt Foster.
So Sam has asked me to give everyone a recommendation on a band or a record. And I have to tell you, it took me some time to wrangle these people to be in my band, but my favorite band is my band right now. They back me up. They're a band called Slow Spirit. You probably already know them, but I would say you should check out Slow Spirit's whole discography. Maybe if you're going to start somewhere, Unnatured is an incredible record. Just like start to finish, they're masters of making music, and just like, I don't know, Slow Spirit is just a very apt name that I feel just drawn to, even as two words. And then you get in there and hear the music, and it's just like earthy and grounded and gritty, and then it also has that spirit quality of just being airy and ethereal, and flips between the two, and it's dream states, and it's like, yeah, somnambulant music, and then in your face electric, and it's just magic stuff. And what's this coming out on the Thursday, you said? So they might even have a new single out by then. So yeah, just watch for Slow Spirit for sure.
Jacob Berdowski.
My definitive like favorite record of all time is Reconstruction Site by The Weaker Thans. It's just perfect from start to finish. And I remember the moment I first heard it, my dad picked it up. I think my dad saw them play at the Rendezvous when I was like in elementary school, like grade 5 or grade 6. And we would always listen to music when he drove me to school in the morning. And he put in Reconstruction Site, and he's like, I think you'll like this. The drums are really cool on it. And hey, just shut up. Sorry. My dog gets needy when my wife's in bed and I'm not. She wants me to come to bed. And I just remember hearing that go chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka of the first song. And it was just start to finish. I was like, at first it was the instrumentation and the production that grabbed me. And it was just like a rock band that sounded really good. And then as I got older, I started listening to the lyrics, and like John's lyrics are so genius. And yeah, I come back to it all the time. Less so, I guess, now. But it's just, yeah, that'll always be my favorite record. And of course it's so Manitoba specific, which makes it feel like a little bit even more like it's sort of mine, you know, like it's like you could sort of, yeah, take ownership to it. But yeah, no, it's a perfect record.
Closet Judas.
For me, probably one of the most meaningful albums is a collection of songs by the famous Sandhogs. he released, I think it was one of the first ones on his Bandcamp. It was kind of like volume one, and it's just a whole bunch of tracks, just kind of early recordings that were compiled. And they didn't really, I don't think, have any kind of theme the way that his albums were structured as things went along, kind of with the concept albums with like Telma Muskwa and other ones. But these were kind of like standalone ones that just were, I found like very raw and honest and just really sonically good. So when I usually, you know, when I'm washing up dishes or just kind of doing stuff around the house, I always put that on just because it's great music, but it also just kind of reminds me of when we kind of released that split single last year, which was really a highlight of 2021 for me.
King James.
A couple artists I'd like to recommend. This is a recommendation from KNG JMZ. YK the Mayor, have to recommend him. He's been doing his shit for like a long ass time. He's a veteran in the game, basically, to me, and he comes with that real shit to me. Another artist I'd recommend is YSNFAB. I'm not sure if I'm even saying that right. He's really putting Winnipeg on the map right now. Like, he has a lot of stats on Spotify that basically secures that. Like, he's doing his thing for sure. And this guy's an unknown, but I've seen him in a few playlists, like Winnipeg playlists on Spotify. Princey is pretty dope. But to me, he's a pretty dope artist as well. Oh, and Lavish is pretty crazy. Like, he's basically, well, he's dope as well. Like, the harmony and all on his tracks is pretty dope, and the cadence, and it really resonates, I think, with a younger crowd. So those are my artist picks from KNG JMZ. And check them out. Make sure to check Winnipeg music, Winnipeg hip hop, any genre of music from Winnipeg. Check that out. Manitoba Music has a dope ass playlist that you could check out with a whole slew of artists from Winnipeg. There's a lot of talent here, yo. Don't overlook that shit at all.
Age of Self.
Yeah, one of my favorite things going on in Winnipeg right now is the work of BP. Or Brett Parenteau, who's working in harsh and hushed noise, ambient music, dungeon synth, raw black metal, sings in the hardcore punk band Karoshi, runs Back at A-Star, which is a great tape label, and for years before that ran the Male Activity label. So I would say BP is not only one of my favorite artists, and any of his tapes are on point. I think that he scored Saint Anne, great, great movie from the other year that I would recommend as well. But he has created and cultivated this international constellation of noise and experimental art, and issued some of the strangest exploratory music from Winnipeg, Season of Upheaval. Really, really great stuff that I would implore everybody to check out.
Marshall Keep.
So I think my favorite Manitoba made album is one that my buddy Dane made it recently. It's semi-recent. I forgot the name. I'm so sorry.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up real quick. So sorry. Wandering is the name of the album. I think Dane is just an extremely talented musician. His songwriting is very on point here. You can see, you know, he mixed my album. So if you want some more, if you want something, obviously, you know, it's not what my music is, not comedy, but it is very well made. It's very well performed, very well written, very well sung. You just want really high quality, like piano ballads,
or just regular old pop. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And, you know, Dane's a really talented singer. I mean, he grew up in theater, so.
Tatiana Harashuk?
The first thing that comes to my mind immediately is the album Maplewood by Devin Gillingham. And Devin and I actually went to high school together. He's a little bit older than me. But he's someone that I've always looked up to. And he's an amazing person. He is a multi-instrumentalist. He's very passionate about music. And he writes amazing music. And so this record is his first full-length album. And he plays a lot of guitar on it. He sings on it. He plays bass. And it's amazing. It's produced perfectly. It's recorded really well. And it's really like a hidden gem that I think Winnipeg and Manitoba need to hop on as soon as possible, because this is someone who, you know, we are lucky that Devin is here, and that Devin's playing around the city all the time, you know. So support him and definitely check out his own music, because it's amazing. His ideas, his songs, his lyrics, it's really art. So I really, really love that music.
The Battle Commanders.
I would recommend one of my favorite punk rock records, probably the city ever produced when I first moved here, is High Five Drive Full Blast. Literally one of my favorite still. Funny enough, as you asked me to name my favorite one, it came up on my playlist recently, and I listened to the whole thing start to finish, and what a beauty of a record. You should all check it out. I suggest you, if you love skate punk or punk rock, melodic punk rock, it's fantastic.
Okay, you definitely took mine, so.
I knew that. I was wondering.
Now I'm at a total loss. So I'm going to throw out a couple just really good bands, because their record titles are eluding me. But I should think everybody should check out the Thrashers, because I think they released some really awesome stuff. Band I wish we would have got to play with back in the day, and if they're still around and would like to play a show, I would definitely be interested in that. That'd be great. What's another one that's really good? For new bands, everyone should check out Crime Cellar. That's a great band. We got to play with them. And Death Cassette, those two bands. Good stuff going on.
Jesse Mathewson of Kenmode.
Manitoba artists, there's a couple I'd recommend. If you like my band, you got to check out Tunic, because they are our baby grandkids of noise rock in Winnipeg. There was a record that came out just this year that I was a part of in kind of doing a lot of the logistics and back scene management stuff and production of the production side, like the business side of the production, the latest comeback kid record. So that one's really near and dear to me, because that one was, a headache to plan. They had the recording session moved a whole bunch of times due to the pandemic, and we had no idea if it could even happen, but it ended up happening, and they absolutely knocked it out of the park. And then dive way, way back. Anyone who hasn't heard Kitten's Bazooka and the Hustler, go do that, because that's one of my favorite records of all time, and I think they're my favorite Winnipeg band easily of all time. And if you haven't heard that, you absolutely must. Even though I don't really know how you can hear it, because I don't think it's on Spotify, I don't think it's on Bandcamp. You just got to go to Sonic Onion might have CDs, but I don't know. It's on YouTube. Check it out on YouTube.
Ezoman.
An artist in Winnipeg, an album that actually I am channeling into right now. Man, there's so many, because I do listen and I consume art in Winnipeg. But I'll suggest that people go check out Guy Abraham. This guy is crazy. Like the way he's not a hip hop artist. He's more into pop music. But man, his arrangements, his live performances, his album in general, it looks like he puts all his souls into it. Like, and especially when you're listening to his voice and nuances and all everything that he put together, I feel like Guy Abraham, he's a French guy, Franco-Manitobain. He's got a really, really, I think he's got two albums. I can't remember the name of his albums, but I've heard both of them and they're sick. I've seen him in concert. He's fantastic. And I would love to work with him too at the same time. So that's my favorite right now.
Poodle Paddle.
I'd recommend that everybody check out Fruit Salad, the new album by Prinport. It's so amazing. I've had the pleasure to watch them play live, and like, there's like just nothing else like it in Winnipeg. It has such a like polished, like really good sound, so much variety in the record. Just 10 out of 10. Amazing. Every song's named after a fruit. Can it get more high concept than that? I don't think so. They're amazing. So Prinport, Fruit Salad, and also Paige Drobot's entire discography, and the Coral Island EP by Marin. I just tons across the board. I love it.
Those three are all really amazing. I have one that's kind of random. It's the new album by Fortune Block, or the first album by Fortune Block, which is that it's Amber from Sue Alvi and Richard Inman. So they're like sort of a new band project that they've been working on. It's called Might As Well Stay Home. And it's just something that's come really recently, and I've been listening to it. It's like not like Poodle Paddle at all. It's like country folk sort of stuff, but it's just really good. And if you're a Manitoban, especially if you're from the country, I feel like it just makes you feel the prairies like when you're listening to it. So that would be mine.
Claire Therese.
Say Bicycle Face is what people should be listening to right now. And if you missed their album release, it was just so much fun. My heart was like bursting. I'm not biased. Ava does play in the band, but this was the show of the year for me, getting to see Bicycle Face's album release. I think, and I listened to them on Witch Police Radio, and that interview, again, I just felt like there was so much joy in a time of so much darkness. And Ava and Teresa just have this like ability to make things magical and make things imaginative. And they are both incredible musicians. And I just feel very, very, very excited about Bicycle Face in the world right now.
Nestor Winrush.
I recommend all things that are Winnipeg rap. All things. That's about it. I've been really into the Res Official stuff lately. And the fourth quarter stuff, of course, PNC stuff, the Len Bowen stuff. I know M's working on, M's working on something. Emerson's working on something. So it's like, there's so much good material, old and new. And check out the book that's coming out from Nigel, Gritty City, the history of rap from about 1980 to 2015. So that's something that I'm a consultant on, and I'm pretty proud of it because he's doing some fantastic work.
Bav Jungle.
I love the Telepathic Butterflies, not because also I'm with the drummer, but I do love the Telepathic Butterflies. I love the way Reg recorded his songs because he's the primary songwriter. They're lush. The album's great. Breakfast in Suburbia blows me away. And I just think they're amazing. So I think that album in particular is one of the best albums that came out of Winnipeg in the past 20 years. And I didn't know the drummer then. So just letting you know that. It's an excellent album. The artwork is phenomenal. And it's a fold open record. Who makes a fold open record in 2003 or 4? Like, I don't know. Like, that's crazy. So I highly recommend Breakfast in Suburbia by the Telepathic Butterflies.